G'day everyone, Ian here. Not in Brisbane at the moment, I'm out of town. I'm a little bit further south, about 14, 15 hour drive south, as a matter of fact. I'm a little place called Bundanoon. But I'll do an audio bill about that a little bit later. I just want to mention that Brisbane got bitch slapped by a really serious thunderstorm on, when was it, Thursday? Today's Saturday morning. Yes, on Thursday it was. And I wasn't home for it. I know that my unit lost power for about 18 hours. Something probably went down in the local area. And they lost power, but there was no other damage. However, Greater Brisbane, Brisbane City got bitch slapped with some pretty nasty hail. Remember that very first Superman film when Superman's dad puts him in the star-shaped spaceship and flings him off to the distant Earth? And after re-entry, they go and find the baby. The Kent family find the baby in what's left of that star-shaped crystalline spaceship, and it's sort of this jagged, somewhat melted star. Well, that's pretty much what the hailstones were like. I saw quite a few photos of hailstones about size of the palm of your hand with all these spikes all over them, so they would have been really nasty. The previous week I was riding home from work and I got bitch slapped with a pretty nasty thunderstorm, but it was just rain. It's the storm that I've just had in Brisbane, sort of thing that would kill people if you're caught in it. And southern facing buildings and windows and roofs just got stripped and smashed. I was fortunate, my units were fine. The south facing wall is all brick and we didn't have an issue. However, back in 74, my parents, the home that I was living in at the time as a 14-year-old, had a massive cricket ball size hailstones punched through the asbestos cement roof and totally trashed the roof, and my parents had to deal with that. And in 2011, I had to deal with the floods, as you may, if you've been following me for a long time, remember. And I had to get out of my unit in West End and spend a couple of weeks doing it back up. Well, this time round, my daughter has had to deal with the results of Queensland nature and storms. And the apartment that she's staying in, which is on the top floor, facing south, right on the crest of one of the highest points in Brisbane City, got nailed. And they didn't lose their roof. It's a terracotta tile roof, but a lot of broken tiles, a lot of water came in, and they lost quite a few windows, and she had all the personal effects. She doesn't own the property, she's renting, but had a lot of personal effects, wet. And she's had to play catch-up. Tried to contact her this morning, see how it's going, but I couldn't get her. But yesterday she was saying how she had to do the washing and wash everything. Everything was wet, just a mess. And she was a little bit upset, but stressfully pragmatic, much as I was back when the floods happened to me in 2011. It's an interesting thing to... I had to take responsibility at the time in 2011. She was only a 20-year-old. That's right, she was. She was 20 years old. She's 23 now, and she's much more independent and out on her own. And I think seeing me do and deal with the floods with a level of maturity was good for her, and the fact that now she has to deal with it in her own life. So a little bit of a stressful time for her. Not a problem for me because I'm out of town and because I didn't have any problems. I'm glad. If we had lost our roof or totally trashed the unit, it would have spoilt my little holiday that I'm having down here in Bundanoon. Just managed to walk around the back where it's a little bit quieter. There's not a lot of activity in this town, but there's a bit of traffic just then. It's beautiful. Southern Highlands. I'm at a thing called the Bash. Buenos Aires in the Southern Highlands. It's all tango. But I'll do another audio boo about that in a little while. And I've just wanted to touch base with you. I know Big Rick, all one word, asked about how things were for me in Brisbane. But thanks for the concern, Rick. I'm fine. It's all good. I'm out of town. I missed it. Dodged a bullet, as they say. And by the time I get home, they'll have the place cleaned up. So it's all good. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a great day. And I'm going to enjoy this beautiful sunshine in a slightly milder environment rather than the stifling 40 degree heat I had half a dozen days ago. It's wonderful. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.